People need to realize that we get toxins from our food, we get toxins from our air, we get toxins from our water, and we need to know how to cleanse our bodies.
Today on The Believer's Voice of Victory, Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Don Colbert reveal ways to cope with pollutants and potentially dangerous substances by making choices based on God's Word.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Kenneth Copeland. I get so thrilled at what the Lord does. When you begin to make certain commitments in your life, He just does marvelous things to get information to you, to get it into your hands, and so that you can fulfill the things that you've committed yourself to the Lord to do and to carry out in your life. And one of God's major gifts to the body of Christ today, at a time when we've needed Him worse than ever, and I mean, I'm 70 years old, and there are things happening right now in this world that I never, ever thought I would ever see in my lifetime. This is a dangerous place to live. Have you noticed that? But we have God as our refuge. Praise the Lord. And He has sent us Dr. Don Colbert to teach us and train us and put us in a place where we can just simply take the things that the Lord has revealed to Dr. Colbert out of His Word, put them in our lives one step at a time, and the conclusion is good health. Amen. Doc, thank you for coming.
Praise God.
Now, we were talking yesterday about water and its vital importance to human life. And it's necessary for us to start replacing water substitutes, which are addictive.
That's right.
Water is a type of the Holy Ghost. It is not addictive. You have to make a decision to invite it into your life. But it is so refreshing when you do.
That's
because
right.
It is a life giver.
Well, and the water substitutes we're talking about are colas and coffees
the
and
trashy
teas
stuff
and alcohol and all the...
All of those are addictive.
Those are addictive, that's right. But especially something that so many people aren't aware of is realize your colas are full of caffeine, and also they are full of sugar. And caffeine actually dehydrates. It draws water out of our bodies. Now, I tell people a cup of coffee is okay, 2 to 3 cups of tea is okay, but we just need to make sure we drink adequate amounts of water and don't let that caffeinated beverage be your only intake of water.
People like me, I didn't drink 1 or 2 cups of coffee. I drank 18, 20 cups of coffee a day.
You got to get control over the flesh, I tell people.
And that is, you can't just take away something. You need a replacement. And in this case, water is the replacement. You have to make a decision
right.
to do it.
But
then when the water begins to be part of your life,
that's right.
Oh, it changes.
It does.
Everything.
It's the best cleanser of our bodies. But so many people out there, if you're drinking 10 to 20 cups of coffee a day and you go cold turkey, you're going to get a whopping headache. You're going to feel like someone's, dropped a...
Well, no, just...
You may. I should watch my confession.
Just hold your horses here for a second.
But physiologically, you
There's
go
a
through
difference.
A withdrawal.
Yeah. You're supposed to do that
right.
in the natural. There's a difference between cold turkey and deliverance by the Word. Because I had tried and tried and tried, get sick, go back to it, get sick, and hurt my head. Terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But the Lord drew me aside in prayer. And while I was there, He just tapped me on the shoulder and said, "What are you going to do about this?" And which was overindulgence mm-hmm. in this
right.
coffee. And He showed me then how to go to the Word, how to run to that communion table
right.
and get before Him and replace what I was doing with His Word. And I didn't have the physical responses to it.
Mm-hmm.
But then I still had to make the choice to drink the water.
Right.
You mentioned cleansing. Let's go there.
Okay,
but that's
sure.
right next door, isn't it?
Absolutely.
You go these different steps: the stress, the live food, the water, now what are we going to do with all this trash and all this mess that's, that all this other stuff left us with?
That's absolutely true. It's simply detoxification. Now, I'm not talking about alcohol detox or drug detox. I'm talking about cellular cleansing our body of chemicals, stored up chemicals and pesticides and heavy metals and toxins.
What does cellular cleansing mean?
Well, what happens, realize most of us have chemicals that are stored in our bodies and we don't know about it. Many of you have fatigue because you're toxic.
Each cell that your body is made up of has the ability to store stuff, doesn't it?
Especially fatty tissues.
Is that where most of it is?
Well, much of it is stored in the fatty tissues. Now, realize fatty tissues of the body include the brain. The brain's a fatty tissue. The fat deposits, the prostate in men, the breasts in women. Why do you think we're seeing so much breast cancer and prostate cancer? Well, that's the number one cancer in men. They develop prostate cancer, of course, after skin cancer. And for women, it's breast cancer. But let me just kind of paint the picture so you understand. They did a study. The American Red Cross simply took the umbilical cord blood of 10 babies, newborn babies. They analyzed the blood. They found on average the 10 babies had 287 chemical contaminants in their blood. Now, of these chemical contaminants, about 180-something were known carcinogens. And then 200-something were neurotoxins.
Now, carcinogen...
cancer-causing agent.
Causes cancer, doesn't it?
That's right. Now, let me just tell you what they found in this cord blood. Now, these are newborn babies. They found in there DDT, which it's been banned for 20-plus years here in the U.S.
Still there.
They also found chlordane, which was banned 20-something years ago, too, because it's a powerful pesticide that prevents termites from invading a home. They also found fire retardants, methyl, mercury, and all kinds of other pesticides in the cord blood of newborn babies.
Oh,
so if newborns have that, just think how much more we have.
Now, did that come down generation to generation to generation? Must have the DDT to be.
Well,
there.
It came down through, first of all, the mama that crossed the placenta and through the breast milk. Realize breast milk now contains a lot of these toxins, PCBs and pesticides, and all these other toxins are because they're in the mama's body, and the mama excretes it through the breast milk. So it's stored in the body. And realize, too, that many of these toxins are stored in the fatty tissues, which include the breasts. So when that baby's taking milk from mama, that baby's actually gaining toxicity. And that's why it's so important to learn to cleanse and detox the body, because we're finding many diseases are related to toxic overload. For example, many cancers are related to too many toxins. Parkinson's, Alzheimer's disease, Lou Gehrig's or ALS is usually due to excessive toxic buildup, especially of these pesticides and heavy metals. You see, you say, well, what are heavy metals? Heavy metals are one of the most common pollutants we're exposed to. For example, mercury.
Oh, that stuff.
Mercury is the third most toxic element on the planet. Yet so many people are chock full of this. And you say, well, I don't have mercury in me. I don't need any mercury. I haven't swallowed a thermometer or anything. Well, you don't get mercury from a thermometer. Well, you can, but no one breaks a thermometer in their mouth, or they shouldn't. Where we get mercury from is, first of all, through our silver fillings. You see, I personally had 8 silver fillings 10-plus years ago, and I didn't realize what symptoms were going on in my body because back then I had fatigue, terrible fatigue. I also noticed that my skin had taken on a... ashen type color. I didn't have the rosy skin that I have now because I have so much oxygen in my body now because mercury was literally choking my body and choking the red blood cells so it wasn't carrying the hemoglobin or the oxygen that it needed to carry to my body. So I started suffering symptoms of fatigue. I wasn't perspiring and I thought I was healthy, but I was finding out that I was toxic. Then I did a mercury analysis. I did a 6-hour urine for mercury and found out my mercury level was off the chart. Now, I said, that's crazy. I've not had anything with mercury. And then I realized mercury is in silver fillings or amalgams. They're actually 50% mercury.
In your mouth?
In my mouth. And also another
thing. That makes no sense at all.
Now, listen, when you chew food or when you brush your teeth or when you drink any hot beverages like hot coffee or hot tea, or if you eat any any acidic foods like tomato sauce, it causes these fillings to release mercury vapor. Even if you chew gum, you're going to release tremendous amounts of mercury vapor, which will eventually go to all parts of your body, including your brain. And there's about 1 million of these silver fillings that are placed every week in people's mouths here in the U.S. And now we know that silver fillings are one of the main causes of high mercury levels in people. Other causes are fish, tuna fish, swordfish, shark. A lot of fish are high in mercury, and they find that the larger the tuna, the more mercury they contain. Little baby tuna called tongal, T-O-N-G-A-L tuna, you find at health food stores, are very low in mercury, but they're baby tuna. And so that's what I do. I teach people what are the main sources of mercury. Another source of mercury is immunizations. Now, just a few years ago, most of the childhood immunizations have taken mercury out, but still the DT, the tetanus shot that adults take, has mercury in it. The flu vaccine that most adults take every year, especially if they're over 50, has mercury in it. So we're getting mercury from a lot of the medicines that are supposed to be helping us prevent disease, or actually in the long run, year after year, that mercury is going to collect in the body. And mercury is associated with Alzheimer's disease. Mercury is a neurotoxin that can destroy nerves and can actually cause neurodegenerative diseases.
Let me ask you something about that. When mercury gets in your body, does it flush out or does it store it up and just keep it forever?
It usually stores in certain tissues, including the liver. It can store in the heart muscle. It can store in the GI tract. It stores in the brain. You see, mercury is not floating around in your bloodstream, and that's why when doctors check your blood and they say, oh, there's no mercury in there, it doesn't store there. And it so frustrates me when people bring in their blood reports or their urine reports. They said, I did a 24-hour urine. I don't have any mercury in me. That's because it's stored inside the cells. And what we have to do, we have to give a provocative agent or a chelating agent and then check the urine to see how much mercury comes out.
Something to go in there and cut it loose.
To release
it. Get it moving around where you can find it.
And grab onto it so it'll come out. Or else it's kind of like, you know, shaking a tree and find out what falls off, see what kind of fruit falls off.
I see.
So what we do and what I do commonly, because I see this all the time, because signs of mercury toxicity are simply, first of all, fatigue. Then they get that ashy type appearance of their skin. Their skin is kind of grayish. And then I look under their tongue and they have these dark purple or blue blood vessels under their tongue. Then they lose the little half moons. See the little half moons? Mm-hmm. We call them lunula. Many of them don't even have any lunula on their fingernails, which are the little half moons, and then they quit sweating. And these are just simple little signs, and if people have those signs, I commonly will check them. I'll do a 6-hour urine for toxic metals and give them a provocative agent to find out how much mercury they have. Or sometimes you can do a hair analysis and see. But then when they have it, we have to find out why they have it. It usually comes about because of their diet or they have a mouthful of these silver fillings. Now, don't run out there to the nearest dentist and get all those fillings replaced, or else you'll get sicker. It's real important when most dentists don't know how to remove these fillings properly, so a person can actually get worse. We've had MS patients in the past who many were helped when they removed the fillings properly, but some were actually much worse when they went to a regular dentist and had them grinded out with a high-speed drill and flung mercury all over the place. They swallowed it, and they got sicker. So it's important that if they do have a mercury problem, then they do need to see a biological dentist. And that's what I talk about in the book, what to do exactly. But realize, too, that many of you out there, and you have fillings, you've had them for 20, 30 years, if you go to the dentist and get those out, I don't really even recommend that. I recommend as they go bad, let's get them replaced with a biological material that's biocompatible with your body and not with a material that's not. Usually there's some porcelain is very biocompatible. Mm-hmm. Gold
is. That's what I'm...
And so to see...
Porcelain looks just like your teeth. You don't
sure
even
does.
Look like you have any fillings.
Absolutely. And it's so much safer and it's as durable. It lasts as long. See, it's as strong. They're not going to crack generally. So, again, mercury is a major problem I see. Also, another thing I see is smoke. Realize that most of the states in the U.S. still allow smoking sections in restaurants. That frustrates me more than anything. I tell people having a smoking section in a restaurant is like having an area of your swimming pool for bathroom breaks. Makes about as much sense.
Yeah,
now, let me explain something to you. If you're sitting in a restaurant, a smoky restaurant, inhaling smoke for 1 hour, it's equivalent to smoking more than 4 cigarettes in that hour. Now listen to what smoke contains. It not only contains the tars and nicotine and carbon monoxide that's associated with lung cancer and heart disease, but also contains cyanide. It contains lead, it contains cadmium, it contains arsenic, and it contains radioactive compounds. It contains over 4,000 chemicals in it. And so what we have to do as Christians, we have to refuse to eat at these restaurants that have smoking sections, and we have to go and we have to get these laws changed so we can stop that, because that smoke is deadly. I cannot tell you how many, smoking is one of the main reasons why people have cancer, not just lung cancer. There's most every kind of cancer is associated with smoking.
Well, when you set off a chemical reaction, any kind of chemical reaction, I don't care whether it's in your car or in your body, you set off a chemical reaction, then there is going to be a chemical result from that reaction. That's just physics. You can't stop that. You can begin to relieve it, but once it gets started, it's going to do its work until you get out of there and get that off of you and get it out of the way.
But people need to realize that we get toxins from our food, we get toxins from our air, we get toxins from our water, and we need to know how to cleanse our bodies. Just look at our water, for instance. Many people drink tap water. They don't realize what's in tap water. I mean, tap water is the same water you water your lawn, the same water you have in your toilet, the same water you wash your clothes in. But I definitely don't recommend drinking it, because what the average Midwestern tap water has 3 or more pesticides in it. Also realize, what they're finding in tap water now? They're finding chemicals such as birth control pill residues, Prozac metabolites, hormone residues, and all kinds of pesticides and antibiotic residues. We don't need that in our bodies. They're also realize that when they treat water, they can kill pretty much all the bacteria, but they can't kill.
But you don't kill chemicals.
You don't kill chemicals, and you don't kill a lot of the viruses. You don't kill a lot of the parasites. Back in the early 1990s, I think it was 1993 in Milwaukee, they had literally an epidemic of a parasite called Cryptosporidium. 400,000 people got sick with intestinal flu, and over 100 people died just from that parasite. You see, when you get a parasite in a healthy person, you just get a little diarrhea, but in an elderly person, it can kill you. It can dehydrate you. In a baby, it can kill you. And so that's why I tell people with tap water, we got to be careful, and we want to start drinking some filtered waters, or we want to start drinking some pure spring waters and not drink the tap water. And even if you boil tap water, you're not going to get the chemicals out of it.
You can't boil chemicals
out of there.
It doesn't leave that way.
So that's why it's so important. This is just a simple thing that we can all do, and we can get many different types of water filters.
And it's not, I just started to say, it's not that hard to do, and it's really not that expensive to do.
Right.
If you just take the time, do a little research, and find out what to filter it with and how to handle it.
Right.
I was really surprised, pleasantly surprised, when we first got involved this years ago when we built our headquarters here. And of course, I absolutely refuse to have tap water put in that building.
Good
when you get an opportunity, I mean, and people griped at me about it, but we went ahead and installed the reverse osmosis system to purify that water. Well, now that was, man, that's back a long time ago. That's 20 years ago when we built that building.
Mm-hmm.
But now, the difference, man, the technology.
Absolutely.
What was huge back there then, it's like everything else. Now you can get it in something no bigger than that.
That's right.
And they're better now than they were in the big stuff back there then. When we built our house 6 years ago, totally different technology.
Right, even better.
So easy. I mean, it didn't cost us any more to put that in there than it would to go ahead and just forget about it. and do the other stuff. But on the other hand, what little more you do have to invest in it is a whole lot cheaper than those hospital bills.
Absolutely. Well, listen, for example, most tap water has chlorine in it. Chlorine is associated with certain chemical metabolites that actually cause bladder cancer. Also, most tap water has fluoride in it.
Oh, boy, that fluoride.
Fluoride is associated with calcium deposits, with arthritis, with possible birth defects. It also inhibits about 100 different enzymes in the body.
Well, it was a trash product to start with before it ever became.
Well, it's one of the most powerful corrosives known, and they don't use the sodium fluoride, which is used in the toothpaste. They use that corrosive toxin fluoride. It's called fluorosilicic acid or something like that. That's actually a corrosive toxin. And somehow these chemical plants convince the government to use that it's safe, and it's not. The other is aluminum. And commonly, cities and water treatment centers will use aluminum to flocculate the organic waste or trap it. And what happens, much of that aluminum ends up in the water. And we know aluminum is a heavy metal and a toxin. It can accumulate in the brain and is even associated with Alzheimer's. But again, a lot of people are out there thinking, oh, my goodness, what am I going to do? I'm going to die of something. I might as well not do anything. That's how many people think. But there are simple things we can start doing. First of all, make the right choice and just choose clean water, mm-hmm. filtered water instead of dead water, toxic water.
Put a little effort into it. I mean, it's not an unenjoyable thing. You start learning some things about it, and God provides, and my goodness, it just seems to me now so simple.
It
didn't when I first started hearing about this.
It sounds overwhelming, but
it's not really.
Well, the Word of God says in 1 Corinthians 6:19-20, Paul says, "What know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit which is in you, which you have of God, and you're not your own? For you're bought with a price. Therefore, you glorify God in your body and in your spirit." Many of you have to do temple cleansing. And I talk about that, just simple fiber. I take a teaspoon or two of fiber every night before I go to bed with some water, and that starts cleansing my temple, cleanses the GI tract. See, our major sewage system in our body is our colon. We want to get that colon working properly every day. So just some good fiber every single day. You say, why at night? Well, you can take it in the morning, but at night, our body is designed to eliminate waste generally between 6 and 8 in the morning. So if I take it at night, every morning I'm going to wake up and I'm going to eliminate the waste. I don't want to keep all that waste products in there where waste products will be reabsorbed into the body.
Yeah. Well, we're getting there, man. All of this. And like I said, it seems overwhelming, but it isn't. And the first thing you have to do when it starts sensing like, this is just too much. No. Don't get into stress. Just settle down. Begin to pray in the Spirit. This is the rest that God has given us. And we just begin to pray, Lord, thank you for helping me with this. I'm getting good information, and I have your help to guide me through the maze of all of this. And He will not only protect you, He will begin the healing process in you just because you took Him at His word and decided to commit to do it. And then you'd be just shocked at how soon it begins to come together and how quickly you begin to notice more life and vibrance about yourself. There's just something good about doing what's right.
Amen.
And doing it because it's right.
Well, plus they're going to have the energy. What happens when we cleanse this body? We get energy. The whites of our eyes get whiter.
Yeah.
We get more alert.
My God. Well, we're out of time again. Doc, and I'll be back in just a moment.
What is the status of your health, truthfully? Have you been given a diagnosis that isn't good? Does it feel like your health is spinning out of control? In The Seven Pillars of Health, Dr. Don Colbert shares vital facts about your health that could mean the difference between life and death. With this guidebook to change your lifestyle, Dr. Colbert brings 2 decades of firsthand experience from thousands of patients and takes you on a 50-day journey that will change your life.
We're finding medically today that what the Bible's been teaching us for thousands of years is absolutely true.
Studies show that you can reduce the risk of heart disease by 80% and reduce the risk of cancer by 60% or greater simply by making healthy dietary and lifestyle choices. You'll learn to make better choices as Dr. Colbert shares biblical truths and teaches you the 7 pillars of good health, then builds on them one day at a time. Take control of your health today.
Now, when it just seems like all this is just way too much, that's the reason why the Lord led Dr. Colbert to put all this in this great book, The 7 Pillars of Health. And it's so important to get started. The first step is make the commitment to be well, to be healthy, to do your part. God will always do His part. And if you'll begin, then as you do, He will protect you and He'll take care of you as you grow. Particularly, you're having to believe God for the money to do these things, to filter your water, to buy bottled water and all that kind of stuff. But as I said earlier, that is a whole lot better than paying big doctor bills, and paying huge hospital bills.
And plus, the Bible tells us all this information too. Jesus didn't say, if you fast, He says, when you fast. So He gives us methods, biblical methods, to cleanse and purify our body.
Well, and this is a guide to help you get in the Word and find out these things in the Word and then stand on them, because there's power in the Word of God to help you do it. So you do whatever's necessary to get your hands on this book. I'm telling you, this is something that you ought to have. You ought to buy it for your children. You ought to get copies for other people that you know. But Father, we pray for all this radio and television audience all over the world where they live. Situations may be different, but the Word is always the same in any part of the earth. And we thank You for helping us be strong to finish this job in these end times. In Jesus' name. We'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, remember, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. To order a copy of this broadcast or today's product offer, visit our website at kcm.org or call toll-free 800-575-4455. Make the decision to walk in love and live by faith. This is the year of the open door, and the blessing is yours. This is the time. Take hold of all God's plans for you this year. Walk through your open door in 2007. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and spend 3 days totally immersed in God's Word at the Branson Victory Campaign from the 8th to the 10th of March at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. For more information on this or other Kenneth Copeland Ministries meetings, visit getimmersed.org or call 1-800-600-7395. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Not only is sleep important, but also rest is important. That's why the Sabbath principle is one of those commandments that is critically important every bit today as it was back then.